Today Judas forsakes the teacher and takes to himself the devil. He is blinded by the passion of avarice, and in his darkness he falls from the light. For how could he see who sold the guiding light for 30 pieces of silver? But he who suffered for the world has risen for us. Let us cry out to him, O Lord, who suffered for and with humanity, glory to you. Today Judas pretends godliness and estranges himself from the gift of grace. Being a disciple, he becomes a betrayer under a guise of friendship. He hides deceit. In his folly, he prefers 30 pieces of silver to the master's love, and he becomes a guide for the counsel that transgressed the law. But we have Christ as our salvation. Let us glorify him. As brethren in Christ, let us have love for the brethren, and not a lack of sympathy for our neighbors, so that we may not be like that servant who was merciless regarding his money and gained nothing from repentance, like Judas. Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, both now and ever into the ages of ages. Amen. Glorious things were said everywhere concerning you, for you gave birth in the flesh to the Maker of all. O allotted Virgin Mary Theos.